a throwback to earlier times there. That was the Be Good Tanyas. Remember them? Yeah. Fantastic band, fantastic album, Blue Horse, and traditional song, The Cuckoo Bird. Before that, we heard from the Stray Birds and that voice, Maya DeVitri, a track called Shining in the Distance from them. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name's Robin. I am here with you regularly on Fridays. Well, what seems like semi-regularly on Fridays lately. Last week I had planned this show, and then all of a sudden it was Easter, you know, Good Friday. And it's kind of a random thing, Easter, you know, based on the moon and, you know, all of these things that switch around from year to year. It's never the same. And so I wasn't expecting that. And the building where we're housed in, the student union building here on the SFU campus, is closed on holidays. So we don't get to make radio on the days that the student union building is closed. So we all had the day off, and you got to hear a pre-recorded show, which there are many, many archives on our website if you want to check out cjsf.ca. Under the program schedule, you can click on a lot of our locally produced programs and find old shows there. So if there's a show that, you know, you really love and you just can't get enough of, hopefully there's some archives that you can trace back and really dig into some of that content. Check it out. See for yourself. Uh, 20 minutes left to go in the program before I trade seats with our music coordinator, Connor, who is going to bring you another episode of Department Uno. And that's a show that you can certainly lend your ear to. Connor brings you a taste of some of the new music in the station. We get a lot of submissions from, you know, independent artists and bands. And Connor kind of curates an hour's worth of material that he thinks you'd really like, and that might tickle your ear in some fashion. So Department Uno from 1 to 2 o'clock today, right after this program. Before we get on to more music, I was, you know, the show is called Roots and Berries, roots music and berries. Sometimes the berry is the music, the juicy little nugget, and sometimes it's actually an exploration of a berry. And so today, thinking about spring, I was, you know, in Master Google, and I wanted to know if there was sort of an earliest spring ripening berry. But what I actually learned is that the earliest cultivated berry is the pepos, particularly from the cucurbita and the lagenaria, which are the earliest plants known to be domesticated somewhere between and before 9 and 10,000 in the Americas, and probably 12 to 13,000 in Asia. And if you don't know what that is, because I was like, what the heck is that? It's the squash and members of the squash and gourd family. And I had no idea that they were a special form of berry. Yeah. Who knew? Maybe that's why they're so darn good for you. And so what it says, which, you know, as a non-botanist and certainly a non-scientist, is way above my head, but it's classified as a special type of berry derived from, and I quote, an inferior ovary with a thick outer wall or rind, with a hypanthium tissue forming around an exocarp around the ovary and a fleshy interior composed of mesocarp and endocarp. Perhaps you understand all that scientific gobbledygook, but it's so interesting to me sometimes about, you know, how science constitutes what a berry is and what a berry isn't. And I had no idea that, you know, these things that I eat regularly in my diet, squash and of all varieties, pumpkins and zucchinis and butternut squash and my favorite Hubbard squash, they're berries, special type of berry. So there you go. You learn something every day. At least I do. Maybe you already knew that. All right. On to more music. We've got another local a local band from the before time. Although I know that that Sue Malcolm still, you know, plays around, teaches jams, leads things, but her group, High Rise Lonesome, is not so active in the now. But we're going to hear a track from them off their album Shades of Bluegrass. This is a cover of something I think you'll recognize. So I'm not even going to tell you the title. I'll just let you guess. Here we go. Thank you.
longer. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Ah, well, that was fun. The Derangers from a compilation out of Winnipeg. It is The High and Lonesome Years, Volume 1. And there's a bunch of volumes of that under that moniker, put out by the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, which is a little honky-tonk downtown in Winnipeg, and where you go to listen to roots music. And you can check them out on, or you can check out all of the releases there on Bandcamp. That was a little medley called Nothing to Show and Stay All Night. And before that, High Rise Lonesome and a cover of Sleepwalk here on Roots and Berries. See you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists.